The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
They're not responsible for going in and occupying large swaths of Iraqi territory. They're not in a position where we're certainly not talking about 140 or 150,000 of them. And we're not talking about their principal responsibility being to directly and personally engage the enemy in combat.
All right. That's Josh Earnest from the White House, the White House person talking about ISIS. The Senate signs off, not a surprise. There was some grandstanding, as there was in Congress, but it's time to arm them up. That's what's going to happen anyway. The so-called vetted, extremely vetted Syrian rebels will be on the move before you know it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous week. If you didn't, guess what? It's in your rear view mirror, because it's time to whip through the weekend. Things change in an instant, don't they? But in Scotland, it's not changing. Scotland rejected independence. How about that? So the UK and Scotland still side by side, 307 years of history. What's really cool about this is there were passionate people on both sides, 85% voter turnout. What do you think the turnout is in this country for all of you who complain about the politicians you elect, particularly the president? You know what the voter turnout is? You're lucky if you hit 30%. Oh, shame on us, America. Scotland, yes, is way smaller, no doubt. I mean, it's like what Louisiana and part of Texas combined. However, we are passionate, we Americans, but yet we don't get off our rear ends and vote. You got a midterm election coming up. Here's a place where you can make a difference. Pay attention to your locally elected officials and the state lawmakers and the people who represent in D.C. There, your votes especially matter. We can argue about the Electoral College. I think it's different when it comes to a presidential election, but not so much when it comes to the people on the Hill who represent in both chambers of commerce. So think about that. 85% in an election in America would be stunning. I would ask, what are they giving free money away? Do we get to register for a chance to win a trip to somewhere pretty cool? Because I wouldn't believe that it was really happening. So ISIS is really threatening. The latest is the president says ISIS threats don't scare us. They scare me. The possibility of what's going on in Australia. Imagine this. Oh, I don't want you to imagine it, but just so you understand what I'm saying, you're walking down the street minding your own business. Hey, I'm a good person. I'm doing my deal. I go to my church. I help community service. I do whatever I can. But you are the random selection of some maniac, a group of them, in fact, who kidnap you for the sole purpose of executing you in public. That is an unbelievably barbaric, unthinkable thing. This is ISIS. The press says the American troops deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission. The mission is to advise and assist our partners on the ground. We can destroy ISIS without having our troops fight another ground war in the Middle East. Is that true? Can we destroy them without boots on the ground? Oh, yeah. We have the extremely vetted Syrian rebels who aren't a part of ISIS crushing them. So here's the thing. ISIS advances what it owns or has its claws into in Syria and Iraq. The latest is seizing 16 predominantly Kurdish villages near the Turkish border. This is a series of things that are showing, that are being reported, that are showing new atrocities. We already had the 3 beheadings. The question is, when is the United States going to strike ISIS in northern Syria? Waiting to drop leaflets and chasing people away? There has to be a method to the madness somehow. But what is it? That's what we want to know. What is it? Give us a little bit of a sneak peek. I understand that we don't want timetables, too specifics, all that. But it always seems so vague. You know what it's like? It's like a sleight of hand. It's when you go in and you ask for something and they don't know what you're even talking about and they don't really have it. But they're saying, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can get that for you. It's a typical sales ploy. Oh, yeah, that'll be great. And let's add on this and let's do that. And you really aren't paying attention to what they're asking you. You just know what it is you have to make the profit. So there's too much vagueness going around in D.C. Give me some specifics, can you? We need some specifics. So the Sunni terror group's brutality from beheading civilians, including the 2 Americans, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, to the mass execution of its opponents, shows that they have tenacity. They are not backing down. They are not backing down. And neither is the conversation, by the way, on ISIS. It's not dying down at all. People are remembering the aid worker David Haynes, who loved to serve and help people. The 2 American journalists who were beheaded. Awful. Now these airstrikes. Will they affect what's happening in Syria and Iraq? Well, hopefully. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. Those 16 Kurdish villages is disconcerting. Over 1,000 Iraqi soldiers are missing after an ISIS attack in June on the military base formerly known as Camp Speecher. Coming up next on America Tonight, fruits and nuts. Fruits and nuts. Plus, we take you to the movies. If, perchance, you have a few extra bucks in your wallet, it looks like there's a couple of decent movies that you might want to catch on the big screen, like A Walk Among the Tombstones, or That's Where I Live. I think both of those, from the little trailer parts that I've seen, look pretty good. Especially This Is Where I Live. Totally fits the big screen. But anyway, we've got our cheat movie review coming up on America Tonight soon. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time to add some extra sauce to this show. Nathan Reeder joins us now. Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
Oh, super, you know.
I love that accent, you know.
Yep, I do.
So we have a thing called that he's got in his back pocket called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo. I like that. Okay, you're going to love this one. Let's start off strong, Nathan. How about this? There is a new campaign to educate Colorado about pot edibles. On a giant billboard, it says, "Don't let a candy bar ruin your vacation. With edibles, start low and go slow." And then it says consumeresponsibly.org, and this is about pot. And not realizing if you've never ingested pot by buying all these goodies loaded with marijuana, you could be looking at being incredibly stoned. It's part of a public education campaign that was launched this week by a marijuana advocacy group, Marijuana Policy Project, urging adults to consume pot responsibly in states where marijuana is legal. And this is also an ode in its own way to Maureen Dowd, who's a columnist for the New York Times. She wrote in June that she had a bite or two of a chocolate caramel candy bar that left her curled up in a hallucinatory state for 8 hours. So, Nathan, this is a beautiful one. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
I think that's an easy bingo, man.
Bingo!
Kind of like, you know, warning about drinking and driving. Know what your intoxicants are going to do to you. And it's interesting because it is something so new that for people who have never had marijuana, they're going to get a pretty big surprise.
Oh, they're going to get a huge surprise. Especially the edible kind, because it's very different from the other that people smoke and the strains and all the other things
well, it's just concentrated.
Yeah. Man. Yeah,
once you get it down to that, it's like the butter fat compounds, which edibles are kind of a weird new version of figuring out how to pace yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's strange. Absolutely. Okay, so we move from that, Nathan, which you said is bingo, to this one. How about this? I never thought this would happen, actually, in my lifetime, but it is happening in my lifetime. And this is what it is. The Oracle CEO, Larry Ellison, has decided to step aside. If you don't know Oracle, for people listening, it's a gigantic corporation, of course. The company posted a fiscal miss for the first quarter. You know, it's all about measuring the dollars because you have shareholders and all that kind of stuff. So he's decided he's going to step aside, and there's going to be co-presidents, Safra Catz and Mark Hurd. The former head of Hewlett-Packard, and the other one with the CEO background, same thing. He came from a very big background. So is it the thought that two heads are better than one? Would that be to run this company that's very, very big? Oracle's the whole software, hardware, engineering, functions, all that kind of stuff. Do you believe in the theory of two heads are better than one?
Sometimes. I believe, you know, educated people in a field can probably benefit each other if they're in a room, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. I'm going to have to go with shredded on this one.
Shredded! I say shredded, too. I say shredded because now you're taking two egos, you're slamming them together. It's not an easy situation versus what could have, you know, what happens with one person. If he had stepped aside and put someone in his place, I would have done that first. And if it really didn't work out, maybe then if you want to be innovative, try it. But I agree. How about this? The federal court upheld a U.S. flag ban on Cinco de Mayo, and a lawyer vows to take the case to the Supreme Court. The fights are getting nastier and nastier, especially when it comes to flags, when it comes to other flags. So this federal appeals court won't consider a unanimous February ruling upholding the action of a principal in a Northern California high school, that's where it happened, who wanted students wearing American flag shirts inside out during a 2010 Cinco de Mayo celebration. What do you think?
I think it's a kind of a combo of shredded and bingo. I don't even know what to say, really.
I say it's a combination. I think you're right. Because you have to know the whole story, and there's points on both sides of it. It got really ugly and nasty in 2010, and kind of for a good reason, but you can't have that massive chaos. Why can't we just coexist and celebrate both?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really understand it. I think that's why...
Flying the Mexican flag, they didn't want the Mexican flag flown, but it was flown during the school year every day normally. So they wanted to take it down and just put the American flag up there was one of the stories. And it started this whole fight about the American flag versus the Mexican flag.
Yep, shred it.
Shred it! Absolutely. All right, this story is so sad. I think you were actually with me the last time. I think we were doing this show. I talked about this, but now there's more info. Joan Rivers' doctor denies an unauthorized procedure and the selfie before the cardiac arrest. But it's widely reported that Dr. Gwen Corovan also started to try to administer anesthesia at a medical clinic and was taking a selfie and some other things when Joan Rivers was falling out of it. Clinical workers told investigators they heard Corovan make a statement to the effect that Rivers will think this is funny or would love this as she took the photo. That's what one of the sources said. So is it bingo, shred it, or fruits and nuts?
Oh, God.
I'm really complicating this one.
Yeah. Well, I bet she kind of would like it a little bit. I almost agree with that one. But the problem is that she probably also, if there was a chance that she could have lived from it, she probably would have liked that, too. So if that's really what the selfie kind of, if it was really that led to her dying that time, because I gotta say, after you get that much surgery, it's getting risky every time you go, so.
Yes. Every time you get cut, yeah.
I'm kind of gonna go with maybe fruits and nuts, shred it. Yes. Yes, there it is.
Shred it.
Sure.
Shred it. I like
shred.
It. A fruity shred. All right, how about this one? One quickly, one last one. 87-year-old felon wants back in Congress. Once you get that in your blood, little taste of being in Congress, sometimes for some it's tough to step away. Edwin Edwards wants to come back to Congress. It's what he's about, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the New Life Baptist Church. Should Edwards be allowed to throw his name back in the ring? He's an ex-4-term Louisiana governor, an ex-4-term congressional, and ex-conner.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say no, because come on, we don't need people aside from you being a return guest. We need new people. That's what the democracy is for. But what are some of his breakthrough ideas that are going to save the government? Isn't it the issues that you should get hired
yes,
on?
Yes, the issues.
All right. Shred it, man.
Shred it. I agree. Woohoo! Shred it on that note.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. So I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words,
I feel like going to the movies. There's some interesting movies that are coming out. Of course, you have to weigh that whole thing. Do I go to a matinee? Any more, too, if there's a dollar theater near you. They flip them in and out of the dollar theaters pretty quickly. Unless it's one you're just dying to see. And speaking of dying, Liam Neeson is in another one of those kind of movies. You know, the whole Taken franchise has just become huge for him. The first Taken and the second, and now there's the third Taken. So this isn't that franchise, though. This movie is called A Walk Among the Tombstones. Take a listen.
I was off duty one day in this bar in Washington Heights. The cops didn't have to pay for their drinks. And a couple of guys came in to rob the place. Chased them into the street, shot two dead, put a third one in the leg.
Why aren't you a cop no more?
You see, one shot, well, bullet took a bad hop. Huh?
So you're a private detective?
Unlicensed. I do favors for people. In return, they give me gifts. So, what can I do for you?
Someone's kidnapped my wife. I paid them, but they killed her anyway. I want you to find the man who did this and bring them to me.
Whoever it was took your wife. Didn't just pick your name out of a hat. I've been following her. I know your schedule. I've done this before. I'm not going to do it again.
I understand I have a new player in the game.
In my eyes, in the spots, in disguises, no one knows. Hides the face.
I never laid a hand on her. The other two, they're the ones you better worry about.
I call son.
They will persist. These guys are monsters. They're not human.
How can I find them?
They're afraid of all the wrong things.
The ones here in the van, they're just body parts.
Dealt with situations like this.
Not like this.
I call son, won't you come?
All right, Walk Among the Tombstones, 1 hour, 53-minute investment, so that's over two because they have so many preview trailers you'll have to see. Liam Neeson, love that guy. He's the star. Dan Stevens, you might remember him from the popular British series that I can't think of now. Oh, you know it. It's on Sunday nights, Downton Abbey. And Ruth Wilson also in it. It's rated R. It's wide release all over the place. And the theme is about the kidnapping, kind of same thing again, people missing, and NYPD cop now working as the private investigator. You heard him say unlicensed, and he's kind of on that cut line, you know, the gray area of where does he operate, and he's trying to track down deviants through the back streets, the mean streets of New York City before they kill again. Oh, an uplifting movie. I'm certain of it, right? Not really. Probably could wait on this one. Wait for DVD or Blu-ray or whatever it is that you have. Streaming. Wait for the whole streaming thing. All right, so you want an upbeat movie. This one looks pretty cool, I think. And it's called This Is Where I Leave You.
3 months ago, I had a great job and a nice apartment, and I was in love with my wife.
When?
How long?
A year.
The first time. On our sides.
Hello.
I imagine by now you are well into the excessive facial hair phase of your depression.
It's not a good time, Wendy.
Dad's dead.
What?
Hi, sis.
Mommy.
What's different about her?
The boobs. She had a little touch-up.
Your father had one final request, and we are going to honor it.
He just wanted his kids under one roof.
So for the next 7 days, you are all grounded.
Hey. What? Oh, no, we're just sitting in an awkward silence.
Whoops, we come apart there. Mom, close that robe.
It's just breasts, John. Same ones you suckled at.
No, Mother, those are not the same breasts you nursed us with. You got bionic breasts now.
John Altman, what's it been, 7, 8, 9 years?
What happened to Quinn? You guys didn't split up, did you?
She slept with my boss.
Well, that'll do it.
Yes, it did.
Done.
Right. Is it the whole world or is it just his family?
You need to put a baby in that woman, like, yesterday. Have you had your man parts checked? Because you may have emptied them over the years. My room is next to yours. My room is next to yours.
This is the guy that slept with my wife.
Who are you coming here?
I'm Wendy Altman. Yeah, that's a princess cut.
You guys are idiots, but you're my idiots.
We made love on our first date.
Mom.
I don't mind telling you, the man was hung.
That should have been the headstone.
Clearly, she lost more than a husband.
Starting over is complicated. And you don't do complicated, Judd. You never have. Anything can happen. Anything happens all the time.
Yeah! I've been chasing this idea about a perfect life.
Yes!
But life is unpredictable and irrational. And complicated. And I want a complicated life. I'm just trying to get home.
I left the baby monitor on upstairs.
Oh, there we go. There.
Get on.
Turn it up.
Paul,
turn it up.
Stick a baby in there, Paul. Shove a baby up there.
It's the circle of life, everybody. Let's go, Altman's. I'm just trying to get
home. Could be pretty interesting. So Jason Bateman, I think, is very, very funny. I like Tina Fey. She's in this movie as well. You get the premise here. Some people might not like it because they don't want to relive the family silences. 1 hour, 43 minutes. It is R, but it's like a light R. Could have been PG-13, a little language here and there, but not brutal. And you got divorce, jobless, different scenarios facing this dysfunctional family. And how are they handling the death of the father, who knew that, I suppose, bringing them together would lead to what? You'll have to see it or wait for it to come out in the next couple of months at a cheaper version somewhere, like a dollar theater, to find that out. I predict a lot of people will probably go and see this movie. It's a comedy, and the whole lighter thing works for sure. All right, our next movie is different from the, very different from the first two. So we have a comedy, and then we have the seriousness of Tombstone, A Walk Among the Tombstones. And then we have this one called The Maze Runner.
Rise and shine.
What is this place?
Can you tell me your name?
I can't remember anything.
Who put us here? We don't know.
What's out there?
The maze. Every morning when those doors open, the runners look for a way out. No one has ever survived a night in the maze.
What happens to them?
We don't belong here. I think it's time we find out what we really have against.
Everything started changing the moment you showed up. It's a girl.
Tell
me. Why are we different?
What if we were sent here for a reason?
You're not like the others. You're curious. But if you want to stay here, I need to know that you're going to follow the rules.
All right, so this one is 1 hour, 53 minutes, PG-13. It is a movie about sort of the teenage kids who get stuck in this crazy maze situation, a massive maze, and there's a boy that gets stuck in it with a bunch of other boys. He has no memory of the outside world other than weird dreams about an organization, and he starts to piece the fragments together with clues that he actually gets in the maze, and he hopes to uncover his true purpose and a way to escape. There was actually a book called The Maze Runner that was a bestseller. My prediction is if you have teenage kids or grandkids, they will love this movie and will probably want to go and see it, which is very big, that genre right now. The Maze Runner, it was probably going to do pretty well at the box office, too. 1 hour, 53 minutes. 1 hour, 53 minutes. Throw in the previews. It's pretty long. Hey, if you go and see a movie and you send us a cheap movie review, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit Pro-EM-1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or Pro-EM-1.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Blankets, knives and goggles are also important, but one cannot win the war with the blankets. I urge you not to let Ukraine, not to let Ukraine stand alone in the face of this war.
Yes, the voice you just heard there is President Poroshenko of the Ukraine. You heard him say, we don't need blankets. We need way more than that. You know, here's what's happening. All this conversation about ISIS and getting the money and pumping the money into training Syrian rebels. Hey, you got other situations in other countries, and the Ukraine certainly is one of them. They want help. They want U.S. help. How much help can we give the Ukraine? That situation is going to keep on going on and on and on and on. It's that's nothing that's going to end tomorrow in the sand. I seriously doubt it. This story, as we mix it up in a couple of different directions, was unbelievably depressing. The fourth person in 1 week that had something to do with domestic violence in the NFL. This time it was Cardinal Jonathan Dwyer, who posted his bond. He's got an electronic monitor on him. He can't leave the state of Arizona. And why is that? Well, it's because he decided, allegedly, it was okay to hit his wife. According to what the court documents say, in the morning they had a fight. They had a verbal argument at their apartment. The wife told him to stop, and when he continued, she bit the defendant's lip. He headbutted her in the face, which she later had caused her a bloody nose, and then ultimately breaking the nose. Then there was a shoe that was smashed in the direction of the 17-year-old son. So these are not great details. When the wife was going to call the police, she was worried about it, threatened to do that. He took her phone, threw it from the balcony. She left to protect herself. Only came back because he tweeted that he was going to kill himself, all allegedly, of course, all in the police reports. So he was booked on a whole bunch of things. The Cardinals say they didn't become aware of the allegations until they were contacted by the police. This is the fourth NFL player to be in the headlines this week. Two others, Adrian Peterson and Greg Hardy of the Panthers, took leave from their teams to focus on their legal cases. So however you slice it, not good. And then you still have the Ray Rice situation, where Ray Rice has an appeal with the NFL in connection with his indefinite suspension after a domestic violence incident. The state, by the way, if we bounce back to the Dwyer case, had requested a $60,000 bond, but the judge set a $25,000 cash-only bond and requested Dwyer to wear that electronic monitoring device. So what do you make of this? Dwyer, listed as the number two running back for the Cardinals, behind Andre Ellington. He is the fifth NFL season. He's in his fifth season. And the first with the Carolina Panthers. So you can tell the big thing here is the NFL has to push, has to get out there. What is the domestic violence policy? What is it that holds it together? And the past penalties, at least what we've seen, haven't been very severe. Last month, the NFL announced the new policy. Then this week, Ray Rice was released by the Ravens, suspended indefinitely by the National Football League on the same day a video showed him knocking out his future wife with a punch earlier in the year. Well, you can bet teams are going to try to figure out a way to have crisis management classes or whatever it might be so they don't get caught in the middle of these things again and lose sponsors or have sponsors threaten. Any way you want to slice it, it's not good because they didn't ask for this. The league hasn't been incredibly assertive about the whole matter of it. Domestic violence accounts for 85 of the 713 arrests by the NFL players since 2000 in a database compiled by the USA Today. Whew. Then you have the saga of Ray McDonald. 3 days after the commish created a new NFL policy against domestic violence, the 49er defensive end Ray McDonald was arrested, if you remember this story, on accusations of domestic violence. So these policies now require the six-figure guys to have a chance to come back and get paid, while the others don't have that opportunity. It's very strange, too. Of all the mugshots His mugshot looks perfect. Like he just posed for the shot. I'm ready. They got to get some balance back in that league. That's what I would say. They got to get balance back. But how do they do that? How do you get balance back? I said this before, I'll say it again. You have to have somebody really steeped in the knowledge, in crisis knowledge. Especially if it's somebody that happens to be with a sports team too. Then can you imagine you would really crush it? Because it's being relatable to them. Plus at the same time, I mean, it's a major crisis for the NFL. And I think it's a big mistake to leave him hidden for 8 days. 8 days. Wow. All right, you might not have seen this. Thursday night action. The Falcons rip the Bucks. Do you care? I think you'll care. You'll care if you're a football fan and you have the Falcons. If you decided crazily to play the other side, oh, that is a rough beat. Because they were never in this thing, really, from the beginning. Falcons 56, Tampa Bay 14. You got to be kidding me. 14. 0-3 start. Tale of two different cities. For the Falcons, a 2-1 start. Wow. Now, that's a game you might have been tempted to play the Bucks. But the first two games were so shaky. And this ironing out, like feeling what the team's about, what motivates them. You have to wonder if they were motivated, because 56-14 is a thorough drubbing. It's almost like you wish for them, ooh, couldn't they have a call? Almost a mercy rule. Mercy rule in effect. Because I think it's a huge, huge blunder. All right, so you got my three movies. Tombstones. And on down the list. And the list is pretty interesting. Walk Among the Tombstones. This is Where I Leave You. And The Maze Runner. If you have kids, especially teenagers, I'm betting you might see one or two of them. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Flip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.